Welcome to the ALUX.com podcast, the place where future billionaires come to get inspired. Today's topic is 15 stocks we bought during the pandemic. Hello, ALUXers, and welcome back to a very different Sunday motivational video. We've never done one of these before, but since it's an extraordinary time in history, we've decided to share with you our own investment philosophy during these troubling times. Although most of our investment portfolio is in index funds, over the past 2 weeks, we've been keen to make a play on the stock market. So what better way than to put our money where our mouth is and purchase 15 stocks and make a video about it? Right now, the market is incredibly volatile, making it a great opportunity for investments. Before we get started, we just want to make something clear. For us, this is disposable income, meaning that we're more than comfortable with losing our entire portfolio, and all of your stock investments should be treated as such. Do your research and assess your own level of risk. The bulk of our investments are in business and real estate, but we like to diversify and make the most out of each opportunity coming our way. And right now, the stock market is looking pretty appealing, and we wanted a piece of the action. You'll see the big four categories of stocks we purchased are 1. Tourism, 2. Oil and petrol, 3. Banks, 4. Fashion, and a little bit of entertainment. Our core philosophy for this investment is that most of these companies are facing a temporary decline in revenue due to the pandemic, but 12 to 18 months from now, when everything goes back to normal, we should see the stock price jump right back up. Also important, we set aside a dedicated budget for this investment and used only 40% of it for this first round of investment. If the market goes up, we're making money. If the market goes down, we're ready to purchase even more to drop the portfolio price. You can use any investment platform you like. We're not paid to endorse any one of them. See what works best in your geography. With that said, here are 15 stocks we purchased during the pandemic. Number 1. 21st Century Fox. We purchased at $22 per share. The stock is at a 5-year low with big projects in the pipeline. It's a big media company and many of you are familiar with the brand. They recently were acquired by Disney, and although the last couple of movies weren't that big of a hit, they're still solid in the industry. At the end of last year, the stock was trading around $37 per share, and we don't see why 12 months from now the company won't be back on top. Number 2. American Airlines. We purchased at $9.30 a share. Airlines are a big question mark these days, with many industry experts fighting against one another when it comes to which direction the market is going to take and how big the government bailouts are going to be. Our thought process is as follows. Airlines are temporarily disabled due to the pandemic, but once this is back, not only will they see a boom in tourism, but they'll return to providing the service they're known for. At the end of last year, the stock was trading around $28 a share. If these airline companies don't go bankrupt, there's a lot of upswing to be made in the next few years. Number 3. Citigroup. We purchased at $37.69 a share. Citigroup has been a big international player in the banking world, and although we're on the brink of a recession, we wanted some skin in the game. Banking and mortgage stocks are the ones that we're most worried about because this could take a turn for the worst, and Citigroup has been hit dramatically in the past in the financial crisis of 2008, when the stock price dropped from $500 per share to only $15. Right now, the stock is at a 5-year low, but we're keeping a close eye on it. Number 4. Delta Airlines. We purchased at $21.95 per share, but we're still holding off. Another very controversial airline on our list of stocks. While looking into airline companies, we were fascinated by just how fragile the entire business model is for them, especially now. Delta is losing approximately $60 million per day right now with air traffic coming to a standstill. In terms of sustainability, Delta has over $20 billion in liabilities and only $8 billion in current assets. Basically, if they can't survive the virus within that $8 billion margin, the company is going under, unless the government steps in. And Delta's situation applies to almost every other airline company out there, with most of them having little to nothing coming in, hemorrhaging money with more liabilities than assets. But this is the reason we bought in anyway. We didn't go all in and we're closely monitoring the situation. Depending on how the pandemic situation evolves, we'll jump in and buy considerably more, or take the L and focus on the rest of our portfolio. At the end of last year, the stock was trading around $60 a share. Number 5. Hilton. We purchased at $54.70 per share. For us, the luxury hotel industry is an all-time favorite, mostly because these companies own highly valuable real estate properties. To put it simply, once the pandemic is over, the company still has the incredible hotels. But of course, the company is taking a hit right now as nobody is traveling anymore. But there's little to no reason why things shouldn't pick up speed once this is all behind us. At the end of last year, the stock was trading around $110 per share. Number 6. Marathon Oil Corporation. We purchased at $3.49 per share. As many of you might know, oil prices are dropping like crazy right now. The economy is at a standstill. Nobody is buying gas, thus the drop in demand and price. Many oil companies are struggling right now, sitting on large inventory. Marathon, to us, looked like a pretty decent bet on the short term. This is the all-time low for the company, with a price per share lower than we saw in the 80s for them. At the end of last year, the stock was trading at $13.50 per share. Number 7. MGM. We purchased at $10.05 per share. A big chunk of our investment went into hotels and resorts. MGM is one of them for the same reason we picked up Hilton and Marriott, and so far it's been our second best performing stock with over 40% in returns in week one, mainly because other people are speculating the stock as well. At this rate, we're more than comfortable with selling at least some of the stock and moving that additional money into an index fund. At the end of last year, the stock was trading at over $30, so there's definitely some room for growth when this is all over. Number 8. Marriott. We purchased at $58.24 per share. This was one of the most exciting purchases for us and the main reason we decided to do this round of purchasing. Marriott has been a staple in the luxury hospitality industry, a highly respected brand with a solid portfolio of properties all around the world. When the entire industry started going down due to the pandemic, we wanted in. Marriott closed out 2019 being traded at around $150 per share. Number 9. Levi Strauss & Co. We purchased at $9.27 per share. We love Levi's. They make some of the most comfortable clothes, and in the past couple of years, they've made a big push into solidifying their brand. That's why you see more and more people rocking their t-shirts everywhere you go. For us, Levi's and Marriott both follow the value investment frame of thinking. Before the whole pandemic thing came to be, the company was being traded around $20 per share. So to us, it looked like a no-brainer, and it might be one of the best stocks we've bought. Number 10. Invesco Mortgage Capital. We purchased at $1.90 a share. This is one of those wild bets we've made just to spice things up in our portfolio. For those of you who played the board game Cash Flow by Robert Kiyosaki, this kind of share price might bring back some memories. The company has a great track record for the past 10 years, and we got super lucky the price was hitting an almost perfect bottom when we were on our shopping spree. Just to put things into perspective, at the beginning of the year, the stock was being traded at $15 per share. For those of you who are excited about maybe jumping into the stock market yourselves after this video, we strongly recommend you pick up the following book, Unshakable by Tony Robbins, as mandatory reading before you buy anything. In it, you'll understand basically our investment strategy right now, and it outlines exactly how the rich are making bank every time there's a recession. In order to save your money to buy stocks, go to alux.com/freebook and sign up. That way, you'll get the audiobook for free thanks to our friends at Audible. Listen to it, take notes of what makes sense to you, and then go shopping for your favorite companies. Number 11. JetBlue Airways. We purchased at $7.28 per share. With JetBlue, we believe we got lucky again, and maybe we should have purchased more. But the same with Delta and American Airlines, we're taking our time to see what happens. Many of these U.S. companies have been actively purchasing back their stocks in the past couple of years, pushing their stock price up. Now, when things go south, they lack the money to survive and are looking to the government for support. This is something we really don't like, because if this happened to you as an individual, where you're carelessly spending your resources just to show off, there's no government stepping in to save you when things don't go your way. We believe most of these companies will indeed get a bailout, but it will be at the detriment of the shareholders. Depending on what's going to happen, we're keeping or letting the airline stocks go. At the end of last year, JetBlue was trading at just under $20 a share. Number 12. Murphy Oil Corporation. We purchased at $5.70 per share. We decided to take a chance on this one because of the all-time low price per share with the same reasoning as with Marathon. There's a fairly high likelihood the price will slowly climb back as the demand for crude oil returns to normal. At the end of last year, Murphy Oil Corporation was trading at $25 per share. Number 13, LG Display. We purchased at $4.82 per share. We like LG. Most of our rental properties use LG TVs, and we've been fans of the company for a long time. With an established brand and at the forefront of TV innovation, LG is one of those bets we're really excited for. Although not directly impacted by the pandemic, the stock price took a dive as with everything else, so we decided to swoop in and diversify our portfolio a bit. The company has been struggling for the past 2 years, and LG was a stock we've had our eye on for some time. We can't wait to see if they'll be able to pull through. At the end of last year, the stock was trading in the ballpark of $6.50, but a couple of months before that, they were trading in the double digits. Number 14, Ralph Lauren. We purchased at $60.90 per share. We always liked Ralph Lauren as a brand and a company. It's entry-level luxury with a steady customer base. Although we feel like the company has been struggling to adapt to this new age of consumers, there's definitely value in the brand. Before the pandemic, the stock was trading at $120 per share. In our view, the people who are regular shoppers at Ralph will not change their buying habits 6 months from now when this blows over. So we're excited to see where the stock goes. Number 15, Under Armour. We purchased at $7.96 per share. The last stock we purchased is Under Armour. Most people are familiar with them. They're struggling to compete with the likes of Nike and Adidas, but we believe they're doing a phenomenal job. Everywhere we go, we see more and more people embracing Under Armour as a viable alternative for athletic wear. We believe in the brand and their ability to keep being creative and agile in this market. And it doesn't hurt, at the end of last year, the stock was trading at $21 per share. We've spread the investment as 40% hotels and the rest of the industry is getting 20% each of our budget. Important to note is that we're waiting on the sidelines, ready to purchase another round if the prices go down even more than our entry price. Although we've invested in index funds before, this is the first time we're doing straight up stock picking and we're excited to see what happens. This was a great podcast today, wasn't it? Thank you for spending some time with us and taking another step toward improving the way you look at life. If you're hungry for more, you can always go to our website, alux.com, or subscribe to us on YouTube. The entire alux.com team wishes you a very productive day.